Chapter 7. It was Tuesday night Tiger Ball on TV. Nori, Aunt Margot, and Aunt Margot's boyfriend, Figs, ate dinner in front of the screen. Figs was a fluxer too, but he only did dogs. His favorite shape was a big, slobbery St. Bernard. Tiger Ball was played by fluxers in tiger form. Tonight, it was the Burlington Bengals swatting against the Mandalay Sabretooths. The Bengals had the lead. They were going to win. Bengals all the way! Nori was hoping to get on the school kitten ball team in seventh grade. Kitten ball was what you played until you got licensed for a tiger. When the game had been on about an hour, the phone rang in the kitchen. Nori hopped up to answer it. Hello? Nori! Two voices chorused. Hawthorne? Nori imagined her older brother, age 16, with his short, crinkly hair and always clean sports jersey. Huddled beside him would be her sister, age 13, no doubt with a bat or a bunny perched on her shoulder. Dahlia? A flood of words made Nori's head spin. We miss you! Hawthorne's entered the hot wax art competition at father's school, Sage Academy, but I don't think he has a chance. Dahlia got a fish tank for her birthday with squid in it. How's Aunt Margot? Is she still letting you eat Fruity Doodles? We didn't tell Father about the Fruity Doodles.
We got the invite your school sent us.
But what's a show-off? Will you be in the performance? Are you going to do something wonky? Nori hadn't known families would be invited to the show-off. Then again, at Sage Academy, where Dahlia and Hawthorne went, parents and relatives were always being invited to spellathons, fly races, and invisible diving competitions.
I'm sure she's learned a lot at her new school, Hawthorne said to Dahlia. She's not going to wonk out on stage.
Nori gripped the phone. In the living room, she heard Aunt Margot yell. The Bengals must have scored. Part of her wanted to get back to the game, but Hawthorne and Dahlia were her brother and sister. She loved them.
We want to come and see you.
Nori's stomach suddenly felt much fuller than it had before. She leaned against the kitchen counter. Did Father say you could come to the show? She asked weakly. Hawthorne and Dahlia fell silent. Nori could practically see them giving each other meaningful looks.
He didn't exactly say that, Hawthorne confessed. But he didn't say no, either.
I'm going to nag him, Dahlia pronounced. And then, when Father sees you being a regular fluxer, he'll be so proud.
Nori's legs trembled. She wasn't learning to be a regular fluxer. She was learning to expand the possibilities of her upside-down magic. She'd been practicing her dritten with Coach just that afternoon.
Umph, she said. Dahlia, you're stressing Nori out, Hawthorne said.
Somewhere in the distance, in the halls of the ritzy, echoey house her brother and sister were calling from, Nori heard the sound of a door. She heard the jangle of keys and the authoritative thump of footsteps. Father.
Hey, we should go, Hawthorne said.
We should let you get back to whatever you were doing, Dahlia added. But real quick, did you get the boots?
What boots?
The rain boots. Aunt Margot told Father you needed rain boots, and so Father...
The boots are from Father?
I love those boots.
No way. Father had given her a present? A good present? For real?
Well, I picked them out, Dahlia said. He wouldn't know you like purple. But he said I could, and he paid for them and boxed them and took them to the post office.
He's always believed in proper footwear, said Hawthorne.
Nori heard Father's deep voice say something about dinner.
Oh, Zwingo, we've got to go, Dahlia said.
We'll call again when we can, Hawthorne promised. Just don't go wonky at the show-off. We'll get Father there and everything will be great.
There was a click. The line went dead. Samboozle. Father was coming to the show-off? They were all coming? Nori felt woozy.
Nori?
Aunt Margot called from in front of the television.
Are you coming back?
Of course, she said brightly.
But what Nori really wanted to do was turn into a beaver kitten, build a bitten lodge in the backyard, and hide in it until after the show-off was done.